Welcome into this week's KBBE Bullpup Football Highlight Package. In Week 7, the 5-1 McPherson Bullpups made the two-hour trip west to take on the 2-4 Hayes High Indians in the first game of district play. Bullpups picked up their fifth consecutive win and improved to 6-1 on the year. Going against their typical ideology, the Bullpups won the toss and elected to receive the opening kickoff and ended up punting after one first down. McPherson then forced its first of many three and outs in the night defensively and took over in Hayes territory at the 46. After driving into the red zone, McPherson would turn it over on downs at the Hayes 16. It's fourth down and three at the Hayes 16, knocking on the door of the end zone here. Kyler, play action, rolling to the top side, pass is deflected and it falls down incomplete in front of the receiver on the top side of Mason Thrash, and the Hayes High Indians come up with their second stand, and the Bullpups turn this one over on downs. 5:23 to go in quarter number one, and Hayes will start with the football for the second time at its own 16. But from that point on, it was lights out. Hayes would punt four plays later, and McPherson took advantage of the great field position out by midfield. On the design quarterback keeper, junior Kyler Hoppus rushed through the middle of the field 14 yards for the first score of the game late in the first quarter.
Ben Nickel from the near flat comes in motion. They'll fake the jet sweep to him. Kyler Hoppus pulls it back down, spinning up the middle and stretching into the end zone. Touchdown, Bullpups from 14 yards out. They fake that jet sweep that has scored Ben Nickel three times, and Kyler Hoppus gets into the end zone for his sixth rushing touchdown of the season. 6-0 McPherson with 1:25 to go in quarter number one.
7-0 McPherson, and this go-around, the Indians would pick up 20 yards and would take the game into the second quarter. The Indians were then forced to punt after five plays. This led to McPherson's longest scoring drive of the night, 9 plays, 70 yards, and Jace Kinneman capping things off with his first of two scores on the night.
Again, they'll run the read option. Kinneman right up the middle, following his blockers. 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown, Bullpups. 7:32 to go in quarter number two, and Jace Kinneman gets into the end zone for his seventh rushing touchdown of the season, this time from 7 yards out, and the Bullpups take a 13-0 lead.
14-0 Bullpups, and after another three and out, the Bullpups took over with great field position at the Hayes 29. But McPherson's first turnover since week two happened on a fourth down conversion catch by Thomas Diggs at the 12. But the Bullpup defense backed up the offense after the fumble and got the ball back with enough time to go down and score again. Within four plays, the Bullpups were inside the 10-yard line, and Kyler Hoppus connected with Chandler Wired for the third time this season for a score.
Double wide pistol set from the right hash, working from right to left. Hoppus will pass. He's got a man over the middle, and Chandler Wired spinning and will dive into the end zone. Touchdown! 9 yards as he finds Chandler Wired at the goal line, and Wired makes his third receiving touchdown catch of the season. He had one against Circle, one against Augusta, and make it three for Mr. Chandler Wired, and Kyler Hoppus will connect on his 16th passing touchdown of the season to make it 20-0 Bullpups. With 1:04 to go in this second quarter and a perfect end to the first half.
22-0 McPherson after the Bullpups botched the extra point hold and ended up completing the two-point conversion anyway. McPherson would have one more shot at the end zone with an untimed free play for the first half's final snap, but they didn't score and went into the locker room with a 22-0 lead. The scoring would really pick up in the second half, even though McPherson would only score one offensive touchdown. After a bad snap on Hayes' first punt, the Bullpups downed the Indians at their own 5-yard line. But McPherson would be forced to settle for a field goal. Drew Labertu would connect on his first field goal of the year from 26 yards out and put the Bullpups up 25-0. Following the field goal, Hayes marched into McPherson territory for the first time on offense, but the Bullpup defense had an answer.
Becker, the running back to the left of Hunter Brown. Again, play action. Three-step drop. Again, this pass is thrown into no man's land, and Honesty Winker with one hand with an interception down at the 40-yard line. He gets knocked down, and Hunter Brown is intercepted for the sixth time this year. A flag is down on the play, and I don't literally mean that Honesty Winker picked it off with one hand. He has a broken thumb and had to pin that ball against his chest. Honesty with his second interception of the year. The flag was a holding. The Bullpups will decline it, and what a catch for Honesty Whitaker.
Five plays later, Jace Kinneman would race around the right side for his second rushing touchdown of the game, putting him over 100 yards for the third time this year.
First down and 10 now at the 24. Kyler Hoppus back into the game at quarterback in a double line pistol set. Handoff, Kinneman up the middle. He's got a hole. Kinneman to the near side. Down inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown, Bullpups. Jace Kinneman from 24 yards out picks up his second rushing touchdown of the game. He had one called back earlier, but this time his longest touchdown run of the season from 24 yards out, giving the Bullpups a 31-0 lead.
33-0 McPherson after yet another wild two-point conversion following a botched extra point. Then this game got wild. The Bullpups forced Hayes to another three and out, and Honesty Whitaker made his second big play on defense in back-to-back drives.
Bullpup's trying to put it away here, up 33-0, and here comes the punt, and honestly, Whitaker blocks it. It'll land it around the 15. Cody Snufflebean picks it up, down inside the 10, and a touchdown for McPherson on special teams. Honestly, Whitaker gets the block. It's picked up by Cody Snufflebean, and his first varsity touchdown. The Bullpups take a 39-0 lead with 2:31 to go in the third quarter, and the punting game, for as many times as Hayes has had to use it tonight, has not gone well.
Cody Snufflebean with the first of two special teams touchdowns on the night and the third on the season at that point. 40-0, McPherson on top, and then the defense stepped up again. Hayes started at its 10-yard line and couldn't find its way away from the goal line, and Jace Alexander wrapped up Hayes quarterback Hunter Brown in the end zone for a safety. With a 42-0 lead, Hayes kicked off from its own 15 because of a personal foul, and Ben Nickel made Hayes pay.
Logan Clark will try the free kick again from his own 15, and a good kick gets back to Ben Nickel at his own 31 in the middle of the hashes, and the middle of the field is wide open if he wants it. Ben Nickel with a chance to house it. Ben Nickel with one man to beat, turns it up at the 20-yard line. Now to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown as he dives for the end zone. 69 yards on the return touchdown for Ben Nickel as flags fly in late, but this one should count. Ben Nickel had the whole middle of the field open to make it 48-0.
69 yards on the kickoff return touchdown, and McPherson led 48-0, and the clock would run from that point on in the game. The Bullpups put in their second team for the final quarter and did allow one touchdown to score, but the first team McPherson defense has still not allowed a touchdown since week two at Mays South.
As Caleb Hoppus will take the snap and take a knee, and the clock will wind out here at Lewis Field Stadium on the campus of Fort Hays State University. And Steve, we talked about it going into this game with district play. What the Bullpups wanted to do was just go out and win this game by 21 points and not even worry about those tiebreakers. And boy, they sure did that, scoring 26 points in the second half and beating Hayes 48-6 on the road to start district play. The final score here from Hayes, McPherson 48, Hayes 6. Bullpups win! Bullpups win! Bullpups win it as they improve to 6-1.
McPherson improved to 6-1, and most importantly, the Bullpups are 1-0 in district play with a plus 21 point differential. That win also capped off the Bullpups' road schedule in the regular season, with the final two games of district play being played at home. McPherson High host Wamego in Week 8, who comes in at 4-3 after a 28-27 exciting win in overtime over Abilene in Week 7. I'm Jim Joyner, and thanks for listening to this week's KBBE Bullpup Football Highlight Package.